Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast, broadcasting from godsword.eprn.us, Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Welcome and thank you for tuning in to my show today. The scripture is taken from the Gospel according to St. John, chapter 15, verses 1 through 8. In these verses, Jesus teaches about the vine and the branches. Reading from the NIV translation, hear the word of God. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. The word of God for the people of God. The sermonic selection is entitled, Our God is an Awesome God by Kurt Franklin.
Respect in every aspect and special kiss in the morning. God bless anything tested. Notice that Jesus Christ said, miss every time. No, all the muscle and all the crew. Remember, so the end of them, no, for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not here for Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No. Mercy, yeah.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless it all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
Your love is made me.
Yes, our God is an awesome God. The sermon title is The Vine and the Branches. I want to lift up verse 5 in the Gospel of John, chapter 15. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Jesus says clearly that he is the true vine. He is the main vine. His Father God is the gardener who carefully nurtures and plants and cares for the branches with one and only one purpose in mind, and that purpose is to bear fruit. He doesn't plant and care for the branches for the purpose of them looking good or smelling good or to wave gracefully when the wind blows or to wave or bow for whatever reason. His one and only purpose is that the branches are fruitful. He wants branches to be fruitful. Now, does that mean the branches are to bear some fruit or a few fruit? Well, one thing that we can figure out quite readily is that Jesus does not mean that the branches are to be fruitless. He wants the branches to be fruitful, branches that will bring forth much fruit, an abundance of fruit. The branches are those who claim to be followers of Jesus. The fruitful branches are those who claim to be followers of Jesus and are true believers who are in union with him. Thus, they are connected to him and produce much fruit. That means they grow, that we draw our strength, we draw our energy, and we draw our nourishment from him. All of our most vital sustentation comes from Jesus. Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 read, "So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." We must accept Jesus as our leader daily by being rooted, built up, and strengthened by faith. We must seek to learn from him, about his life, his teachings. For certain, we must recognize a spirit within us. Because the power of the Holy Spirit of God is awesome, causes wonderful things to occur in our lives. We must draw strength from him, because the more strength we draw from him, the less likely we will be fooled by the false teachings of those who claim to have the answers to life outside of Christ. Remember, Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Those who don't bear fruit will be separated from the vine. Unfruitful followers, those are church sanctuary bench warmers, church pew fillers, and those who take on the role of placeholder or space filler are useless and will be cut off and tossed aside. The grapevine is a useful plant that produces edible fruit, raisins, dark or golden. Both are delicious in my opinion, be that as it may. The grapevine produces wine for meals and wine that is served at ceremonies as well. One vine can support many branches and bears a multitude of grapes. We can read in Psalms 80, Isaiah 5, and Ezekiel 19, 10 through 14, that grapes symbolizes Israel's fruitfulness in doing God's work on the earth. In the Passover meal, the fruit of the grapevine symbolizes God's awesome goodness to his people. Sometimes vines, trees, and various kinds of plants need to go through a process called pruning. Jesus speaks about two kinds of pruning. Having grown up on a farm myself, I have some knowledge about the pruning process where there was an abundance of fruit trees and we had what was called a great walkway arbor, which stood about 8 feet tall, all of which had to be pruned from time to time. Jesus talked about two kinds of pruning. One was cutting back the branches, and two were cutting off branches. Cutting the branches back was to promote the growth of the fruit. Branches that don't bear fruit are cut off at the trunk because they are worthless and because they can infect the rest of the plant. Yes, infection causes the plant to become sick. No gardener wants sick plants or branches. Sometimes people must undergo God's pruning shears, if you will. He must discipline people to strengthen their character and faith. In most cases, we know when we are being pruned by God. People who don't bear fruit for God or try to hinder the efforts and works of God's people who are God's followers will be cut off from God's life-giving power. Many people try to live good and honest on their own, but Jesus said to live a truly good life, we must be connected to him like a branch is connected to its vines. In doing this, we receive life-giving water from the Holy Spirit and food from God's word. We can find comfort in knowing that we can ask God through Jesus anything that pertains to increasing our fruit bearing, and it will be given to us. Yes, more prayers will be answered. We will enjoy receiving much joy from the Lord. We will enjoy the love more abundantly that he has to share with us and shared upon us. And the quality of our Christian character will be enhanced. Remember that when we bear much fruit, we glorify God. Have you taken any thought today about which kind of branch you are? Are you a fruitful branch full of fruit? Are you fruitless without fruit? Are you a branch that needs pruning or one that is destined to be cut off? No one has to be cut off. No one has to be cut off. Stay in God's word. Follow God's word. Do what God's will ask you to do. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, you are an awesome God. You are the nurturer of nurturers. We have not always known or understood the vastness and the enormity of your love. We are thankful for your forgiveness for our lack of understanding of who you are. Thank you for pruning us to be more productive for your glorification. Thank you, dear Lord, for not cutting us off from the source of your life-giving power. We pray for ourselves and we pray for others for more faith and more strength in you and Jesus, that we are granted daily connection with you. It's our desire to be a branch that is eternally connected to the true vine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The closing song is entitled John 15:1-5 by Glory Place Malaysia.
John 15:1-5.
Abides.
branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. Unless you abide in me. Unless you abide.
This is Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin inviting all dedicated listeners and new listeners also to tune into godsword.eprn.us on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. for words of inspiration as well. That's godsword.eprn.us. Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
It's a great feeling seeing your Chime app notification on your mobile device. When you receive direct deposits in your Chime account, you're in total control of your finances. It's banking without the fees. Sign up with my referral link and you and I receive $50.
What?
That's right. You and I receive a referral bonus of $50 after sign up and direct deposit activation. Use referral link chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. That's chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin. It's that simple and it's free. It only takes about 2 to 3 minutes to complete, and you'll be on your way to being in total control of your finances. You'll start building a positive reflection of your credit history, and that will really make a difference. Referring friends and family to the Chime family is one of the most financially rewarding experiences anyone could have. Sign up today. chime.com/R/GarlandMcLaughlin.
Hi, I'm Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin, host of God's Word Life Source Ministries podcast on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Tune into my podcast at godsword.eprn.us. On the weekends, relax and catch a matinee highlight match. Highlight is entertaining and has a deep cultural heritage. We are proud to bring Magic City Highlight to Exquisite Podcast Radio Network.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us.